Long before a garden stood on this site, this was the district that thrives in the night. A hidden hovel of vice and deceit. These ruins would never be a landmark, and all the creatures that dwelled in its dark, they were the finest flower, they were the elite. Flower and elite of the underground, hustlers and losers and roustabouts, beggars competing in damage and strife. Broken down racehorses, deviants galore, not to mention a cut-rate troubadour, a shipwreck clinging onto his guitar for dear life. Adopted by this tender underworld, flourished a precious pixie of a girl, tucked in the heart of this unholy mess. Since she'd been found by a dry riverbed, swaddled in finest silks and left for dead, soon she was known all around by the name of Princess. One fine night, so help me, oh Holy Ghost, she slinks in his room and she takes off her coat. She crawls on his lap after closing the door, blushing a little, she says with a sigh, it's you that I love, and you may, if you like, kiss me on the mouth, and then do even more. Hold it there, princess, that's not my style, I don't have the makings of a pedophile. You're only 13, and I'm almost 30 years old. That's a big difference, and I see no point in spending the rest of my days in the joint. She answers, oh troubadour, I will not tell a soul. Don't push it, girl, comes his mocking reply. First off, you're not my type, and besides, my heart already belongs to a woman. So Princess burst into tears as she fled, so Princess ran as she bitterly wept, feeling the burning sting of her first rejection. Corruption of a minor did not take place, the singer at dawn without leaving a trace made his escape in the back of a broken down cart of an old farmhand while strumming a tune. 20 years later, passing by the same room, he feels a twinge of regret deep down his heart.